Welcome back to the Comics Annihilation Podcast, everyone. Thank you for joining me today for another movie review. I hope you guys enjoyed that Napoleon one. I know there wasn't much good stuff to talk about that movie, but I mean, it is a Ridley Scott movie, so I figured I'd at least talk about it. But I have been waiting for this episode for a couple days now. We are going to be talking about Netflix's May-December. But before we get into that, if you haven't followed me on my Instagram at TCAP Show, go ahead, go on your Instagram, search up my profile, and give me a follow. I usually post some movie or TV show related news along with all of my short reviews. And go ahead and follow my Letterboxd at TCAP Show. If you want to know my instant reactions to a movie coming out of the theater, I post them instantly on Letterboxd. But yeah. Without further ado, let's get into May-December. Now, this is a very, very intriguing movie. First off, I didn't even know this movie existed like a week ago because, you know, Netflix is really terrible with promoting their stuff. Until I was listening to a couple of podcasts and they're all mentioning how May-December is like a top five movie of theirs for the year. And I was very intrigued because I've never heard anything about it. A movie starring Natalie Portman and Julianne Moore, and I got to watch it the other day. Thoroughly enjoyed this movie, but it is a very crazy movie with the whole premise of it. Basically, before we get into anything, we are going to get into spoilers for May-December. If you have not watched May-December, you don't want anything to get spoiled for you. Quick off, go watch the movie and come back. But if you have not, you have been warned. Basically, though, the premise of May-December is there is an actress who is played by Natalie Portman, and her assignment is to stay with this couple to kind of analyze them because there's a movie being made about this couple, and she's going to stay, I think, like the whole weekend with them to kind of get into like method acting, you know, trying to get any sort of similarities onto her character. And this isn't just any other couple. No. It turns out that this woman, the woman of the couple, when she was 36, she had an affair with a seventh grader. And then fast forward like 20 years, that couple gets married and they have children, and they have all this publicity in newspapers about how this was wrong, but they never listened to any of that, and they just proceeded with their lives. And it got so crazy that they're making a movie about them, and that's where Natalie Portman's character comes in, and because she's playing the 36-year-old woman who had the affair with the seventh grader, and she's trying to figure out what made her do that so she can kind of connect with the character so she can put on a good performance for the movie, you know. And along the way, the more she hangs out with them, the more she learns about the story of what happened, what led to that, and all the good stuff. But let's get into the spoiler details of it. So when she's hanging out with the family members of the couple, the family members tell her that the woman in the couple, she actually got like sexually assaulted when she was younger and stuff like that. That kind of made her go crazy. And so Natalie Portman's character is like, okay, that makes sense. But then it's later revealed in the final moments of the movie that that was false. And then the movie ends with a great scene where Natalie Portman is filming the movie, right? But she has to keep redoing it and redoing it because she thought she had the character figured out. But just for the ending to be that she didn't know the character, she was confused and she had to keep redoing her scenes. And I thought that spoke a lot to the story. A little twist at the end. It was awesome. And there's many good things to talk about this movie. But let's start off with our first pro. And that is the amazing performances. This movie has Oscar bait all around. You got amazing performances from Natalie Portman, Julianne Moore, and the standout Charles Melton, who I haven't even heard of until I saw this movie. He plays the husband, the boyfriend in the couple, the one that was the seventh grader, but he's all grown up now. You know, he's like a dad. And Charles Melton plays him to perfection because he's trying to play an adult that kind of guy's innocence taken from him at a young age. And you could tell by his mannerisms, by the way he talks, by the way he acts. It's like it's kind of fucked up, but he does such an excellent job in portraying a child that got their innocence taken away very, very young. And Julianne Moore does such a good job of trying to play the... She's the 36-year-old woman, you know, the one that she's the sexual predator. She plays the character as a woman who knows that she did something wrong, but she's in denial. Like, she's like, no, I didn't do anything wrong. It was true love, stuff like that, you know. And she played it to perfection as well, to where you kind of believe, like, damn, this woman's kind of a creep. And then Natalie Portman, she's good in everything. And she does a good job as the actress trying to learn from this couple and trying to put that into her movie. Just amazing performances all around. I think two of my favorite scenes, both from Charles Melton's character, the husband slash boyfriend, was one where he's hanging out with his son on the roof and they both are smoking a joint, right? And this is Charles Melton's character's first time, I'll just refer to him as Charles, first time getting high, and he starts like spilling his heart out to his son and like crying about what, like all the attention, all the negative attention and publicity that their children had to endure because of their parents. And he just played that so well, and it's truly heartbreaking. And one of the last scene that he's in the movie towards the end, was brilliant, where he's at his kid's graduation, but he's crying, but it's a mix of crying out of joy and crying out of pain. Joy because he's seen all his children grow up and graduate and be successful, but pain because of all the stuff that he's had to put them through, all the stuff he had to put his wife through, all the stuff that he had to deal with getting his childhood taken away and having kids at a young age. It was truly a remarkable performance on Charles Melton's part. And it's just, what I love about this movie, or actually, we'll talk about it in a little bit, but the performances, I expect Natalie Portman to get at least consideration for nomination for best, I guess you could say best actress, because she is the lead in this movie. And then Julianne Moore, I think she'll get nominated for best supporting actress, and Charles Melton for best supporting actor. And for best supporting actor, he's joining a group full of Ryan Gosling for Barbie, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. He's in there with a very talented group. But let's get on to our other pro of this movie. And that is great flow. It starts off strong and it keeps going all the way throughout the movie. I was watching this and I thought it's only been like, you know, 20, 30 minutes into the movie. But by the time I checked the runtime, it was like an hour and 13. It's like, holy shit, this was like hella running so smoothly. None of that Napoleon bullshit where it feels like it was 4 hours long. This movie feels really fast, but that's because you're intrigued by the whole thing and you're wondering what the fuck's gonna happen with everything, you know. And that leads me to my next point, and that is an engaging story. And what's crazy is that this situation actually happened in real life. Sure, it didn't have the same name of characters, but there's a situation where a woman had an affair with a younger kid, and I guess they just stuck with each other for the whole lives, and it turned into like a whole Hollywood like attention seeker topic and stuff like that. And it's just very intriguing. And what I like about this movie is that it starts off and you're wondering what is going on, you know? Because the synopsis, if you look it up, is just an actress tries to learn from a couple and she learns stuff along the way. It never mentions anything about a woman having an affair with a young kid, you know. And that when that happened, that caught me by surprise. They tell you really early in the movie that that was the whole premise going on, you know, and you keep along the way, like the first act is good. It's like building up the mystery. You're like, what the fuck happened? Second act, you start discovering a lot more of the information that happened between them off of past employers, exes, family members. They're all giving this Natalie Portman character, the actress, some input to maybe why the woman did it. And that's what kept me going through the whole movie. It had you so pulled into what you think was going to happen, and you just keep learning stuff along the way. And I just thought they did such a brilliant job into sucking the audience in. But overall, they did a great job on the story. And by the end of the movie, you're like, damn, that was fucking good. Another pro that I have for this movie is intriguing characters. And like I said before, Natalie Portman plays an actress who is trying to pull information off of this very weird scenario just so it can help her bring on a better performance for the movie. And then you have the Julianne Moore, the woman in the couple, as this lady who took a huge risk when she was 36 years old into seducing the 7-year-old kid in a pet store. And she's been trying to hide her, I guess not try to hide her emotions, because her emotions are really clear in this movie, but kind of just hold back on the deny, or hold back on accepting the fact that this was totally wrong. Because she's always in denial. She's like, no, it was true love. No, it was this. But she knows that she's lying to herself, because multiple times in the movie, she's like crying about it. She's upset that she possibly ruined her kids' lives. Because you got to think about it. When the kids go to school or something, all they're going to say is, oh, your mom's the sexual predator, right? And the kids had to go through that their whole lives. And there's no one to blame but her. And it's just a very intriguing character. The way she's very vulnerable. The way that she needs the Charles character to support her emotionally. I thought they wrote her to perfection. And then there's Charles Melton's character, the husband, boyfriend. His character was probably the hardest to act, I'd say, just because you have a grown man who's a father to 2 kids, but he's a child on the inside. And throughout the movie, at the very start, you have no idea what happened, right? So you're just like, oh, this is a normal guy. But then kind of slowly throughout the whole movie, you start seeing little details like, oh, that's kind of weird. And like details like, oh, he kind of walks weird. He's kind of like insecure, you know? And once you learn what happened to him, it completely makes sense. This is a kid on the inside, but an adult on the outside, because his innocence got stolen at a young age. And then he's constantly having to think about what he's done to his kids and their futures, that they're always going to have this shadow above them because of what their parents did. And I thought that that was so intriguing, and it was just executed really well. And it's just one of my favorite things later on in the movie is when the actress is talking to the husband and she's like, do you really love her? And she kept talking to him. They ended up hooking up, you know, so he basically cheated. But she keeps explaining to him that he doesn't have to be in this lie that he's in love with her, that they're only together because they both are alone. And then after that, he starts acting a little bit weird towards the wife in terms of distancing himself from her, speaking up to her, saying, is this truly what we want? They have a whole like argument about it. The wife is still in denial. She's like, no, yeah, this was true love. This was meant to be. And then he's overthinking it now. He's like, I don't want to do this. I want to live my life. And that's where kind of the relationship ends off by the end of the movie, where the wife is actually with one of the siblings at the graduations while the husband is actually on the side of the bleachers, so not sitting together. And it's just, this movie told so much without making it so obvious that you have to look at the details and you just learn way more the more you look into it. And that leads me to my final pro that I had for this movie, and that was an open-ended ending. And like I said before, there was, like in the second act of the movie, there was this relative that comes up to the actress and she's like, yeah, don't tell this to her, but she got sexually abused by her brothers when she was younger. And then that led the actress to believe that was the reason for her, for the woman doing this vicious act in terms of seducing a seventh grader. And so she thinks she has it all figured out. She's like, okay, I'm ready to start filming. I know this character. Until the wife actually comes up to her at the graduation and lays a bomb on her whole idea, saying, I don't know what he told you, but that is not true. Nothing happened. And the choices that I made were all normal. And so her whole idea of understanding this woman kind of just gets thrown in the trash. And then the very last scene where she's filming a scene for her movie, in the movie, she keeps on redoing the takes. Like, as soon as the scene finishes, the guy's like, or no, she tells one of the directors, she's like, let's do that again. And she does it like 5 times. And then there's like a close up to her face, very last shot of the movie. And you could just tell in her eyes that she is confused, that she does not understand the character, and that she's going to do terrible in this role. And as far as Charles Melton's character, the husband, you really don't know what happens with that couple at the end. Because Charles is distanced from his wife at the graduation, and that's the last scene you see them. So my assumption, and what I love about it, it's open-ended, so everyone might have a different idea, is that he probably left her and wanted to pursue his own life. Or who knows, maybe he didn't want to leave his wife and kids, and so he stayed with the wife. But I like how they left that open-minded and up for interpretation. It was just such a brilliantly crafted movie. And it makes me upset that this didn't get a theatrical cut, didn't get any marketing. No one knew about it except for cinephiles. Netflix is just upsetting with the way they do shit, honestly. But those are the pros of the movie. Let's get to the cons. And there's only one. And my only con, although it wasn't, personally, I didn't mind it, but I could see how it can affect other people, is that it's a very sensitive topic in terms of sexual predators and stuff like that, where, who knows, maybe some of the viewers have probably gone through something like that or have heard of someone that's gone through like that. And it is a very touchy subject. I feel like if anyone has dealt with that they should proceed this movie with a lot of caution, because it can get a little bit grotesque in its details, you know. But that's really my only con with the movie. It was a really well-executed movie. Brilliant story, brilliant flow, awesome performances that I expect to have nominations for the Oscars. And overall, just another W for Netflix, man. And it sucks because they've had a lot of good movies this year that no one has talked about. I'm talking about Fair Play, which was the one with Alden Ehrenreich. I love that movie. May, December now. Maestro's coming out, and I don't think anyone knows about it. That's the one with Bradley Cooper. They got Rebel Moon. I think some people know about it because it's Zack Snyder. But yeah, overall, Netflix does a terrible job of promoting their movies. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if you haven't even heard of May, December. But that's how I feel about the movie. Overall, such a well-crafted movie. If you are intrigued by this episode, I highly recommend you guys go check it out. It's only like an hour and 40 minutes, so it's not very long. And I promise you, it's worth a watch. But let's get to my rating. And I rate my movies out of 5. You know the rules. If it's 2.5 or higher, I like the movie. If it's 2.5 or lower, I guess you could say 2 or lower, then I did not like the movie. But this movie gets a 4 out of 5 for me. It doesn't quite make the top 10 movies of 2023 for me personally, but I wouldn't argue with anyone who thinks that it is a top 10 movie just because of all the details and the story that it tells and the amazing performances. Some people have it as high as top 5, and I would not argue with them about that because it's such a really good movie. I just have some movies that I like a little bit more, you know. But overall, a dub for Netflix. Keep doing what you're doing. Just please promote these movies. No one knows they're coming out, and it only help you. I don't get what they do sometimes, honestly. My recommendation, I highly recommend this movie. But like I said, for the con, if it is a very sensitive topic that they talk about in terms of, seducing a seventh grader, it's fucking crazy. But if you don't mind that at all, if it doesn't impact you as bad, I recommend you guys go check this one out on Netflix. But that does it for today. Let me know what you guys think about this. Are you going to watch it? Are you not? Have you watched it? How do you feel about the movie? Let me know on my Instagram and my DMs. They're always open. But that does it for today. There's going to be another review coming out later in this week. I'm just churning all of these out. The upcoming ones that I have are going to be Disney's Wish, Silent Night, and Dream Scenario, which I cannot wait for that one. But that does it for today's episode. Thank you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode.